This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Permission to do a poem or something?
Sure, granted.
Sure, yeah.
Jeffrey, yeah.
Why don't you get me started with a line and then I'll find a way to have the second line rhyme about it.
All right. This quarantine.
Does it have to be interesting or just be whatever?
Yeah, maybe listen because it has to be interesting. It ideally is interesting or at least like says something.
Don't set a roadblock up that early.
Okay.
All right. What is a bird if not?
I'm going to fucking slip my wrist.
Is that the poem or are you saying you can't do
What's that? Oh, yeah. Sorry. What did you say?
I said, what is a bird if not?
A worm. It's not. I don't think so.
Sorry. So
what's
the poem?
A bird? It's not. It's not a worm. I don't think so. What's the third line?
I see in your eyes a.
I wish you were dead instead of me.
Definitely didn't level that.
So loud.
Part two of the HeadGum Podcast audit.
Starting out strong too.
Yeah. With us as never before, Mel Bracewell, famous comedian, New Zealand style. I'm starting off so low energy just because like I'm still bummed about last week.
Wait, what happened last week? I don't know.
Yeah,
what happened?
Didn't tell you anything, did I?
I mean, immediately right off the bat, I just want to say none of the criticism that we gave you, the constructive criticism that we gave you last week, clearly none of it has gotten through to you.
Especially the sound mixing. We were like,
that was a big one.
I didn't have time.
The one thing that we asked for was for you to mix the audio so it wouldn't hurt our ears when you played it.
But, yeah. I haven't been here before. I was just thinking that the intro sort of reeked of someone who had never been given any feedback ever. So that's kind of...
And you're correct.
Right.
Yeah.
About the show or...
No, just sort of in general.
Let me fill you in. Mel just told us that she listened to the first episode of this show, episode one, and then none of the subsequent episodes, which is the worst review you could give something. But you know, that's like a bad place to start because that was the most tame episode. What it has eventually become is less so like a happy hour talking about the company's inner workings. And we do touch on that sometimes when there's something that we can talk about.
Right. Sometimes Jeff will try to expose one of our addresses or our net worth or something like that.
I'd also argue that this entire series that you've now started is entirely based on the company's inner workings. You've been calling out your boss for yelling at you for an
episode. Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
That's where we're at right now. And I think you need to explain to our guests.
It's now kind of become like a panel show, which is why I wanted to have you on, because you are a comedian, a writer, but also you have been on a couple panel shows. You've been you've hosted them, you've participated, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, some like proper, I've been on some.
So what happened was 2 weeks ago, Amir Blumenfeld, who is one of the co-owners of HeadGum along with Jake here, yelled at me. He really chewed me out on a all-hands company meeting in front of the entire company. And it was... It was irreversible, the damage that was done to our relationship.
Yet still you're here trying to reverse it by having this four-week audit, right?
Yeah, and so what we're doing for these 4 weeks are we're having outside guests on, such as yourself, to audit me as a host. Basically, just give me tips and tricks, advice, feedback, ideally positive to me, of how I can be better as a host and as a person.
Okay, all right. I'd already taken some notes in our past sort of interaction, so this is good.
Okay.
This is really good.
Yeah. Good.
That's great to hear.
It's kind of a big task to ask to basically tell our guest that your self-esteem was destroyed publicly and that her job is to now come on and give you, I believe you said, tips, tricks, and positive feedback.
Yeah.
To, yeah. I guess, make you a better host, but it sounds like it's really to make you feel better, doesn't it?
And I was accused of that online. I was. The thing is, I picked things up from last week, and I actually resent the implication otherwise, Marika, because the big piece of advice that stuck with me from last week's episode, Mel, was our guest, Zach Dunn, who's a writer for What We Do in the Shadows, who, you work for on Wellington Paranormal, so there's almost like some cinematic universe connection there.
Mm-hmm.
His advice was, stop blaming a mirror. Instead, I need to take a look in the mirror. And that's what I did between last week and now, is that I've examined myself. And I think that my main issue is being too topical. So
that isn't really the issue. Right. Just coming like right off the bat doesn't seem like the issue.
I do feel like we should. I'm going to give you this, yeah. Jeffrey. I think, you thought about it at all, and that's good. You put a tiny bit of effort into it.
Not quite enough time to remix the audio cues, but it's good that you spent a little time looking in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, you came away with the fact that you need to be more topical or less topical?
No, I'm too of the moment, because it's like some people don't read the news. Some people don't, know that there was a big barge that clogged the Suez Canal. So I actually mixed a segment that I had that was Suez, I Can't Get Stoned. And so that's based off of a John Mayer lyric where he says, who says I can't get stoned?
The problem with that isn't the topicality. It's the John Mayer reference.
Right. Yeah, actually, the John Mayer reference makes it non-topical. That's the problem.
Okay. No, it's like 7 a.m. where you are, right?
Yeah, the sun hasn't
I'm
even
so
risen.
Sorry.
I thought, because I've just come from New Zealand, I was sort of still on the New Zealand clock. But when I saw that the sun hadn't risen, I was like, maybe I've made a mistake here.
Look, there is going to be a chance for you to win actual cash later. So hopefully that'll make up for it.
Okay.
But yeah, I guess we should lay some ground rules like we did last week. Basically, Mel, any time I make some kind of mistake in your eyes, or anytime you have any feedback, just say stop. Just yell stop. The podcast will stop, and then you'll just kind of tell me where I went wrong, or ideally where I went right.
Okay, so we're allowed to yell stop anytime you do something right.
Yes, correct.
All right, so keep in mind, if there's a long uninterrupted period where none of us say stop, then you might be doing something wrong.
No, you can also you can say stop for any feedback, positive or negative. I just hope that it's positive.
Seems like a really disjointed way to do a podcast. Whether something negative or positive happens, we have to stop the podcast in its tracks and comment on it. It seems,
I
don't know. It's just kind of, I'm new to this. So
well, we already locked it in.
You've got it covered.
I already said it.
Okay,
there's no way that Ferris is going to cut it out.
Yeah.
So for this week, let's do it. Next week, I'll take that piece of feedback and we won't do this next week.
Also, if we don't say anything, like Jake said, for a long time, do you just take that as mediocrity, run of the mill? And you just have to live with that, because that's also something.
Yeah, I mean, that's consider. The thing. It's like a lot of people were responding to the announcement that me and Amir kind of are in this feud, really. And the people were upset, for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about podcasts is it's a lot like the golden age of television. People are inviting you not only into their homes, into their living rooms, but into their ears. And that's so personal to them. And Mel, she just stops recording and leaves.
Sorry, I was just going to actually turn it off. I didn't think you'd notice.
Does everything make sense so far? I should have briefed you on this before we started.
That's a good piece of feedback that you realized for yourself. That's good.
Getting better.
That's great. I am.
No, it's fine. No, it's good. Sounds great.
All right, cool. Well, I guess we should just wax.
Oh, God.
What have you guys been up to? Mel, you're in Melbourne. Melanie Bracewellburn.
I guess so. I'm in Australia. I got on a plane. I took an international flight. Yeah. Now I'm here.
New job, you said?
Yeah, I'm working on a TV show. It's actually confidential, so I can't really talk that much about it.
Well, we'll cut it out.
He won't. No, don't say anything. Don't say anything you want him to cut out.
Because you also asked me for my address. Oh, no.
Yeah, of course he does that to everyone.
Yeah.
Ferris, cut that out.
When you mentioned that he leaks addresses, I gave him my address like 5 minutes before recording.
Really?
I can't believe that.
Yeah, no, also, you'll be doxxed.
I was coy enough that I didn't say my room number. Like, I'm in an apartment and I just gave
that's
the building.
That's good. Really?
You
know? Do you trust the doorman?
I'm not sure.
I'll call his ass. I actually do well with doormen. I tip like unbelievable amounts of money. I'll like cut checks, Willie and
where are you tipping a doorman? Like, what situation are you in where you have to tip a doorman?
So, you know, like they have those revolving doors at fancy apartment buildings and hotels?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So when I was a kid slash still, I'll just like love running around that like it's a merry-go-round. And like at a certain point, the doorman has to stop you because you're disrupting not only residents, but hotel guests. And they're like, hey, man, you got to head out. And I'm like, do I? Because I think that Mr. Benjamin Franklin says otherwise. And it's not a $100 bill, but it is 520s.
So no further questions.
No further questions.
So you did this as a child, you said? You're like, as a child, you gave him $100.
I had a couple limeade stands, ended up franchising them all throughout Shaker Heights, Cleveland Heights, Sugar Falls. It was pretty lucrative.
You were a limeade tycoon.
I was a limeade
tycoon,
right? Yeah. For the better part of middle school, I would distribute, for lack of a better term, limeade, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no other term.
That's the term.
Right.
I hate that I asked.
But enough about me. I mean, something also that I kind of was self-reflective about the past week is that this show isn't about me. Mm-hmm. It's about Jake.
No, it's not.
It's that?
It's not about me either.
Okay.
It's supposed to be like, are you mad at me?
It's called, it's supposed I'm to confused, because I thought I made progress and you're telling me I didn't. It's called the HeadGum Podcast. And if I'm not mistaken, came up with the name HeadGum.
That it seems unrelated to what this show is. I came up with the name HeadGum for the network. I mean, you invited Mel on because of her experience with the panel shows. Yeah. So you know this is a panel show. You know this is not a show about me, right?
Well, we haven't gotten to the game segments yet. Usually that comes out at like the 20-minute mark.
Okay. So far, your two segments have been a Let's Wax, where we just sort of pontificated with no guardrails at all. And then the next one feels a little bit like a personal attack in a way.
Let's do this. You know what? I feel like this has got on to an awful start, and I feel responsible. And that's the other thing that I worked on the past week is taking accountability for where I do go not wrong, but just not to the fullest extent of my abilities. Why don't we make it a little bit more egalitarian? Let's just have a conversation. That's another feedback I heard from Marika last week is that sometimes I don't let conversation ride. I interrupt with, what's that? And stuff like that. So
the first one was let's wax, which is let's have a conversation. Now this next one is let's have a conversation. It seems like a bit samey to me.
Okay.
It would appear so, yes.
That's very good. A bit samey. Maybe that's the piece of advice I'll carry on from, because it helped.
Right.
If you have any rhymes, that seems to help me too.
It definitely softens the blow of saying something like, Jeff, you're doing the same segment over and over again, or like repetitive, you know. A bit samey is kind of like fun. It's whimsical.
How is the company doing? I feel like I don't even know. I haven't been able to go to an all hands meeting since 2 weeks ago. So
you are invited to the all hands meetings. You don't always show up.
That's true. So that's true. At this point, it's fear.
That is, you're always welcome to come. The company's doing great though. You know, we're launching a bunch of fun new podcasts. Things are good, man.
I just feel like I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
You brought a friend that is not associated with the company on to specifically help you
with the panel
learn and grow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then immediately your first line of like trying to start a conversation topic is something she can't even participate in.
Okay.
And that just feels wrong.
It leans heavily on the company all hands meeting.
Yeah.
Which
you don't
insular.
Attend.
Yes. Amir called me a poor man's Jake Johnson.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
No, it's not the way he said it, though.
Great.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. Marika takes the reins. 2 minutes on the clock. Marika's now the host.
Oh my God. Last week, we discovered that Jake and I got an MRI on the same day.
That's right.
Very exciting. what's an update? How's your situation?
You know, unfortunately,
has it changed at all?
Unfortunately, I was sure that they were going to find, I forget exactly what it's called, but like some kind of anti or some kind of like inflammatory thing. And they were going to give me inflammation blockers so I would stop having pain in my hips. But the MRI called my hips unremarkable, which is a little fucked up. Ultimately, good news.
Ultimately, but good. And I do love that sentiment. Mm-hmm. I found out that I have a herniated disc.
Ooh, no.
That will never heal.
Does that mean you have to get surgery?
No, I don't have to. I just have to like get pain stuff and go to PT. But now I got to deal with that.
That's not
I guess
fun.
It's good to know.
Bracewell, what about you? Any health issues?
Me?
Yeah.
I haven't got an MRI recently. I've sort of coasted by and being mostly pretty healthy, actually.
That's cool.
So, I feel like the ticking clock is really off-putting in a conversation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really feels you know like actually, we should always be wrapping things up.
I've brought that up as well, the ticking clock. Jeff holds his phone up to the screen. You can see the timer.
To really
you hear the clock.
Put me on the spot. Yeah. And I'm not an entertainer in the slightest, so it's even more aggressive that it's directed towards me, I feel.
It bumps me out that I only have 12 seconds left to hear about Marika's herniated disc, because I actually have a really great piece of advice for a physical therapist near our old office in Brooklyn.
Sidebar me, would love to know.
Yeah, loved my physical therapist there.
But also, like, this segment where Jeff, like, hands the hosting duties over to someone else, why does he just then not join in at all? So he's no longer a host.
That's something we've brought up as well. So right. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, he doesn't become, it's not a Trading Places thing. He just becomes, I don't know,
silent.
A bystander. But an antagonistic
what
bystander.
What is it about specifically, let's get specific notes that I can remember. What is it about the ticking clock that puts you guys on edge? Is it an anxiety thing? Because you're not late to anything. You're in the middle of the show.
Don't put it on us like we've got a physical problem. It's just like if there's a ticking clock, you're trying to believe there's some sort of impending doom. And that would cause anxiety to anyone, not just us.
I would also submit that if three people that you do the ticking clock thing for, if all of us are off put by it, we shouldn't even have to explain why. Like that should just be like for you, that's like, that's a quorum of feedback that you just have
just
to listen to.
Take it on its face. Democracy rules.
Mm. I also feel like, you know, you the segment is specifically handing the reins over to me. And then you're giving me a time limit that I can speak and say something. So it's not only that I have to immediately come up with something to talk about, but it has to be like 2 minutes worth of conversation.
Pretty short time limit, to be honest. Your other segments are definitely longer than 2 minutes.
So I've made it like 15 minutes before, and then you guys are like, 15 minutes? I can't do that. So I made it 2.
But it's like the sentiment of a countdown is the problem. And the time that you've made it longer was because you enjoyed what I was talking about and was actually, it was a game that you were involved in.
Because you came prepared.
But anytime I'm like, let's talk about pop culture or movies or something, you immediately lambast me for it. That's all I care about.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/whatsthat Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow. Well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Have you guys seen the Snyder Cut?
Yeah.
I haven't
it's
seen
long.
It yet.
I haven't.
It's long and it's really gloomy looking. It makes more sense than the original Justice League. Yeah. But,
oh, so it's not a new movie. It's just a longer movie of the same.
It is Zack Snyder started filming the Justice League movie. He had to drop out. Joss Whedon took it over, finished it. So he like reshot some things. And this is now the Zack Snyder version that he got to finish out and edit. It's 4 hours long. It's Jesus. Too long.
Oh, wait, so they let him finish his movie.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fucking that's a little too much.
Yeah, I mean, it's an event for
movie.
Sure.
Is it good?
It's better than the Joss Whedon cut, in my opinion. That one just, it didn't make sense as a movie. This one makes sense, but there's too much of it.
And is this one on, it's on HBO Max? Is that where this is?
I would say that I don't recommend watching it if you don't care. subject yourself to that.
It's weird though, because I care a lot about superhero movies. Like I love Marvel and
yeah.
I just can't get into the DC.
The DC universe is hard. It's Jeff, engage.
No, I just,
you know?
What?
You asked, has anyone seen the Snyder Cut? And then you just wouldn't take part in the conversation at all.
I haven't
you
seen it.
It feels like you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen
yeah,
Snyder
I didn't think
Cut.
So. Okay. All right.
It's just everybody keeps talking about it. Also, Mel, nice pad. I just have to say, that's an accent wall. What's your rent?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't have any rent. Oh, it's just like, it's because it's for a company thing. I'm just staying here temporarily.
Oh, so loud.
Wow.
It's so loud.
I work at HeadGum, technically.
Insane.
Why can't I get my apartment paid for, Jake?
I mean,
we've got on trips where our lodging has been paid for. Don't bite your finger.
That's true. And I did appreciate that. Before we move on, Mel, what's new with you? Do you have anything to plug?
I thought plugs was kind of like the end of show. Thing, do you want me to leave?
No, I feel like no. I just like get them while they're here.
Are they?
I don't have any plugs. I don't want to plug anything. I'm good.
All right,
I'll be fine without any plugs.
Now this is really your time to shine. This is the panel show of it all, Mel. Welcome to Burn-a-Naw. Jake left.
Sorry, I had to plug in my computer.
Cool. Okay.
I'm fine.
Welcome to Burn or Naw. Have you guys ever played Burn or Naw?
No.
Okay. Jake?
No.
Thought I saw a hint of a smile. A whiff of
no,
joy.
I'm smiling because I looked at my Zoom recorder and I saw we were like a little more than halfway done. So I was like, oh, nice.
Okay. That really hurt my feelings. Onward. Right, Bracewell? Is that something that like YTT ever says when you're in the room for fucking Wellington Paranormal? Is it like power through, you know, like people will always yell at you?
Well, I mean, YTT doesn't, like, he works sort of remotely on the show. He doesn't really come into the meetings. It's more with Jermaine, who works on the show with us. But
and Jermaine's never said anything like
that? No, we probably don't. He didn't say it onward. He's just, no.
Okay. It was worth an ask.
Was it?
Burn or Nah is a game show that's been taking me by storm. Basically, I'm going to name a book.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And you guys tell me whether or not it deserves to be burned.
Okay, we're into book burning. I can't believe this.
I feel like we should stop now and get your initial thoughts, Mel, on this as a segment for like a panel show.
Well, I'm kind of intrigued by him asking us if we've ever played Burn or Nah, and then like informing him us that it's like only a game that he knows. So he knew that we had never played Burn or Nah.
Right.
There was a chance that, like, because some people play hopscotch, and then in other cities it's called like skip a block or something. I don't know.
Okay, fine. I've never done a book burning game. I'll say that. It could probably provoke some hostility from people that are watching. You know, I think book burning is kind of a touchy subject. Like, I'm not sure it's worth. Yeah, like, and also you're just basically saying if a book is good or not. You're not really getting you're not fostering any proper conversation, and you're alienating any of your audience who's never read those books. It's not really, I don't think it would work, but by all means, you know, we'll do a pilot. That's what pilots.
It's a lot to put on the guests. It's a lot to put on the guests, I think, because we are voting here. The three of us are voting, I guess, whether or not to burn a book, which, you know, on its face feels like something you wouldn't want to do. But then you're going to say like you're going to say like a fucking touchy book like Mein Kampf or something. And we're going to have to be like, all right, maybe you shouldn't burn it because like it's, I don't know. You know, like this is like, it's just fucked up. It's fucked up. I feel like you're baiting us.
I also felt like it was a trap, but now I am interested in hearing what the books are. So let's play.
Really?
Yeah. All right. That's what you were waiting
now
for.
Now the spirits really, are back.
Jeff has been frowning throughout all of the feedback until Marika said, let's play. Okay.
Great. You want to play?
Yeah.
Bracewell, do you want to play?
I guess, sure.
Micah?
Micah's my brother. I'm Jake. You.
He laughed at his own joke.
In the beginning of the podcast, you said the whole show should be about me. So you had to have known who I was.
All right. I guess let's make a happy medium here. Instead of just saying on its face, burn or nah, let's just talk a little bit about each book as we go on, whether you guys have read it, etc.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban by Just Kidding Rowling.
I mean, I'm going to be crazy. I'm going to say burn it.
Honestly, wow. I feel like I'm also the same. Yeah. I've never read it. But also she's like massively transphobic now. So it makes sense, I guess. Don't applaud. That's so condescending. Like I put myself on this pedestal by calling someone out and you applaud me and it makes me feel small.
No, I couldn't agree more. I think it's a little bit virtue signally, but yeah. Stumbled through.
I mean, you flubbed the word. Yeah.
Fuck.
I think you've been burning too many books and not reading them.
Well, the problem is they were library books. So, like, you know, that's a lot of plastic that I'm inhaling.
From the sleeves.
Yeah.
I just think optically a book fire is never where you want to be. So there's, like, other things that we could do with the
that's
the books.
That's not the question. The question is, what are your thoughts on Prisoner of Azkaban?
I've never read it.
I never read it.
I'm going to say burn, but I'm not going to... It's not only because Rowling is a fucking TERF. It's also because... This book scared the shit out of me when I was young. Because you got to remember, I was like fucking 9 when I read this. And the werewolf scene? Forget about it. I didn't sleep for a year.
None of us have read it, but I agree with that sentiment. The reason I stopped reading Harry Potter was because Chamber of Secrets scared me. And then I never read
that. I can't imagine being scared of a book. That's crazy.
I can't imagine being scared of like driving a fucking 18-wheeler, but that's just because I've never done it. And same for you, Jake. Read. Sorry, I'm just getting nervous now because Melanie woke up at 7 a.m. earlier than 7 a.m. for this, and it's not going the way she wanted it to. So,
what do you mean? Don't project this onto me.
So you want to lash out at me?
I'm just letting you do it, man.
All right. What about the Bible? By God?
I don't think God wrote it. I'll say nah.
That feels
that seems like a bad,
probably a touchy subject.
Yeah,
It's at the very least unlucky.
Yeah, I just was wondering if you guys were like fucking Satanists or whatever. All right, 1984
by
isn't that one of the like Orwell?
Yeah.
Isn't that like a book that is about? No, that's Fahrenheit
451. Big Brother.
The government spying on you. Yeah, mm-hmm. So. And I mean, they do like burn books and make fake news stories in 1984. So I think we, if we're burning that book, we're living in a really bad place. So let's not.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll say also. I don't want to burn it.
Yeah, I'll say nah for that one.
He likes that. He loves the usage of his own terms.
What about My Little Black Book? Yes.
Yeah, we should burn that. All the numbers that you put in there are fake.
We're definitely.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I just like, what are we supposed to do with that reaction? You didn't even answer the question if it is your little black book. And now
it's
sad.
Like a list of all the people that I've, you know, had romantic entanglements with.
Yeah. Let's burn it.
Oh, that's what that book is. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
And you want to burn it? Because like there's kind of like some memories there and I kind of want to keep in touch maybe.
Start fresh.
Yeah, it seems unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about that seems unhealthy from your perspective as a panel host, comedian, etc.? Is it
the attachment
to it
right now? I think the attachment to it. Every other book you sort of just glossed over after we answered, but this one you're kind of like defending.
Yeah. Well, that's one of one.
You're just clinging on to it so hard that makes me think that you're not doing well.
No, I'm doing fine. I just like sometimes I would wonder how like is doing.
You don't need to say her full name. Like
how's
generally asked a bit.
Like how is she doing?
Okay, that one.
That one you made up.
Made up, yeah.
It actually was not, but that is a name I would come up with. So Italian. All right. What about Pride and Prejudice? You know, we have to move on. I have two other segments.
I'm not gonna burn Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. This has been Burn or Not.
These jingles are so old school. Like, what is your idea of a panel show? Like, have you only watched, like...
I've only watched your highlight reels on YouTube.
Okay.
I actually had some notes, cool. If you don't mind. There was a time that you were on, what's the one in New Zealand?
There's a few.
No, come on.
Okay, don't say come on. I don't know which one you're talking about.
About her own reel.
The fucking, the one where it's like,
was it
a moment in
7 days?
7 days. Yeah, 7 days.
Okay, all right. What about it?
Do you get weekends on that show or is it 7 days a week?
You said we had to move on and you're doing this.
It's 1 day a week and we refer to the last 7 days. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Okay to dance. Welcome to.
Oh my God.
Heaven or Mel?
Oh God.
Have you guys ever played Heaven or Hell?
No.
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 Okay.
Is this a game where you decide if celebrities should go to heaven or hell?
That's what Heaven or Hell is, but this is an adaptation of it where we decide whether someone who does a certain thing should go to heaven or should go to you.
Is it so Mel is bad? Like
which one's bad?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't have a lot of time for this show, but this is the segment, so let's fucking work within the confines
of
it.
You asked me to do this like a week ago.
That's true. That's true. I just wanted you to have advance notice. I guess this is as good a time as any to announce this. I'm working on I'm developing it with CISO. And it's going really well.
Sorry, did you say and CISO?
Point being, I didn't have a lot of time. But I did have a lot of time for reflection. Like, as I was falling asleep and shit, I was, like, lying awake nights, sweating, seemingly a side effect from the COVID vaccine. And You know, I realized the error of my ways. I realized the terror of my ways. And so I wanted to have you on again to give notes on how do I can make these segments better. So do you have any notes so far, Heaven or Mel?
I feel like I just blacked out in the last minute. No.
Lost my mind.
Yeah. All right. One note is you sort of soft pitched your CISO in the middle of the segment after you announced the segment, after you played the theme music.
I feel like we were giving feedback on, and then... And somehow I got sidetracked to
CISO. Yeah, and you said, this is a good as time as any, which was not a good time. You said it was a good time.
The worst time. There's a time at the end for plugs.
I feel like I fucking missed going to some kind of social etiquette class when I was young, because everybody else seems to know how to act. I put a bunch of time, effort, sweat equity into this shit, and everybody else is on the same page all the time, and that's really hurtful sometimes.
You just asked us to give you feedback, and now you're yelling at us for giving that feedback.
You're in charge. If you wanted to start the game at any point and stop us berating you, you could.
Forget it. Forget it. Heaven or Mel, here we go. I'm going to list an act, something that someone does, and then you tell me, or we all kind of wax about whether that person should go to heaven or should go to Mel and E. Bracewell. All right, spending a raunchy weekend in Vegas.
What?
What does that mean exactly?
Gambling.
Yeah, we know.
Just gambling.
But how is it? How is it in the context of this game? So, someone who gambles, should they go to heaven or should they go to my house? Like,
not your house, but like go to you. Like, someone would go to someone for advice or whatever, or just to hang out.
Yeah, you've got to be clear with that definition.
I think this one is heaven.
Does Mel? What's that? I was waxing. You told us to wax. You said wax.
So quickly.
I think it's heaven because it's fine to like have a nice time. It's fine to imbibe. It's fine to like, you know, lose a little bit of money. You can still like, you know, end up in some place of nirvana. At the
so
end
people
of the
should only go to me if they're not.
Yeah,
fine.
I was gonna say, are we still using go to Mel as like the equivalent?
Yeah,
of,
as if it's hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the other way we could use this segment as. Okay, I was gonna say if we wanted to like get to know Mel in a certain way,
right. Like, that'd be fun.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, does Mel like to party and go and gamble and stuff, or would a bunch of like debaucherous gambles not have fun hanging out with you?
I do like to gamble, actually, but I'm a sensible gambler. I'll go home if I've won like $20. Mm. So
I think these people would have more fun hanging out with Mel then.
That's true.
Because it feels like there's no casinos in heaven.
Yeah, you're probably right. All right, let's go Mel on that one.
He sounds so disappointed.
I guess Steely Dan was wrong. You can buy a thrill. Ow. That was the most clever joke I've ever made on this show.
You're muted.
You're muted.
You're either muted or you're...
No, you aren't.
Oh, now you're not.
So you didn't hear the Steely Dan joke?
No, we heard that.
No. Oh, we heard that. We heard the Steely Dan joke.
So you didn't laugh. I was mumbling about how that was the most clever joke I've ever said on this show. No response, which is worse than a bad response.
It's just I'm not going to say every joke, but like so many jokes are based on your immediate current interests. Right now, that immediate current interest is Steely Dan, and it's not universal.
That's a good note. That's actually a really fucking good note.
Because I had a lot of Steely Dan shit planned.
Thank you. Namaste, Marika.
Namaste.
All right. Donating your time and money to worthy charities.
Okay. So.
Heaven.
So either they should go to heaven.
Yeah.
But then they like die also. So there's like another element. If they go to me, they're like still alive. So.
They should go to Mel. We want more of those people on Earth.
That's fair.
Go to Mel. Yeah.
But wouldn't that get annoying, Bracewell? Like a bunch of like fucking goody two shoes, holier than thou people rushing you?
I mean, I wouldn't consider people who give a lot of time and effort into charities like goody two shoes. Like it's not like a classroom where you're like brown nosing someone. Like it's like they're actually helping people. Like you find that bad?
No, it's good. I've personally never like donated my time because I didn't want to hang out with a bunch of nerds, but this is actually good feedback for me as a person and not a host. Maybe I should.
Well, you know, some people can't donate time. So it sounds like you donate money, and I think that's good too.
I haven't yet.
Okay. So you said time or money, and then you said you haven't donated your time. You kind of omitted the money But you said you have
not.
What
about correcting someone's grammar when they send you a really vulnerable text? So like they say
heaven.
Y-O.
They should go to heaven. Yeah.
Mel doesn't need that energy.
Okay. So at this point, heaven's almost become the fuck off option. Where it's
yeah. Right.
What about stealing from the poor and giving to the rich? A reverse Robin Hood in a way. Actually, it's a normal Robin Hood if you're talking about the company. You guys have money in the market? I think I saw Marika smile.
Yeah. You get
you're picking up on the smallest of positive affirmations and really clinging to them.
A smirk.
Is that a wrinkle in your cheek, Mel? That's from where a smile was nearly seconds ago. It's like when you're like you can't stop smiling and then your face hurts. It's that kind of energy today.
I mean, if you want to believe that, then I don't want to like step all over what you think is happening here.
That's very kind. In fact, I think that you could actually, Amir could benefit from hearing you say that. So if you're listening, Blumenfeld, maybe just let people be happy.
I feel like, I don't know, maybe Ferris cut that out. Like that might do you more harm than good.
If you request Amir to listen to that carefully, that would be bad.
No,
for
well,
you,
while ultimately. He's listening, while his ears are peeled, Ferris, don't cut that out. What about yelling obscenities at an underling employee/friend during an all-hands Zoom meeting while the whole company watches/smiles?
Now that's an interesting piece of information you get at the end. Mm-hmm. While the whole company smiles.
Yeah. That's what indicate hurt the most was Angie Garcia from HeadGum couldn't get enough of it. She was like practically throwing ones at the Zoom camera, like tipping Amir for fucking chewing me out.
I think she just liked the name Dorkass.
Amir called me a Dorkass. I think heaven, because that means he'll die.
Holy shit.
I really do think that. And then I don't even have to have a guilty conscience because he's experienced enlightenment almost.
But you still like kill him in this hypothetical. Don't show your
fucking shirt that says God is love.
He just asked us if we wanted to burn the Bible. Wearing that shirt.
All right. What about becoming a sorcerer's apprentice? So you get the little hat.
There's too many
of
these.
That sounds ideal. So
that's a good note.
Is that the name of a Harry Potter book?
Sorcerer's Stone. Or sorry, okay. Philosopher's Stone. Probably what you read.
Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah. All right, what about living at...
Okay, all right. That's also just saying, like, should go to heaven or Mel. Like, if
that's
you're just talking about
Mel.
Me. So...
What is this?
New song.
Already too long.
Did you say already too long?
Of course. Yeah. It's insane that it's gone this. I thought it was going to end measures ago.
This is
definitely gonna have to cut that one down.
All right, this game is for cash. Melanie, can all be worth it. The early wake up, the early call time, as they call it in the business, although I don't have to tell you that.
Oh God, stop trying to schmooze up to me. It's really strange. It's really uncomfortable.
You're fucking networking right now.
I'm networking right now. That's where I try to increase my net worth through networking.
That's just networking.
Have you guys ever played Heads or Tails?
With a coins?
Yes.
Yeah. He's dropped the coin.
Tried to flip it, tried to catch it, dropped it.
So basically, yeah, I'll flip the coin. You guys all call it. And then if it's right, you get $10. If it's wrong, you owe me $10.
No.
We have to stop.
Yeah.
The game is just literally heads or tails, and we're gambling is essentially what's happening.
I mean, I wasn't sure if I was going to do it, but Mel seemed to like really couldn't get enough of Vegas. She said that she's like a smart gambler, so let's put it to the test.
She said sensible. She didn't say can't get enough. She said sensible.
I don't want to give you money. ever.
You might win. Fine, let's do this. Let's do triple or nothing.
No.
Fucking $30 for every right answer. $10, let's keep it there for every wrong answer. Now the odds are in your favor. Now you start to change your mind a little bit.
Yeah, great. Yes, I'm in.
Okay, good.
Okay, yeah, sure.
So I'm going to flip it, and then you guys call it before I even see what it is. Does that seem fair?
Yeah, that's how it works. We've all played before.
So you have to
put your hand higher.
It's hard because this is a dime.
Yeah.
Do you have $30?
You really should not be doing this for cash.
So you underprepared so much that you didn't even bring a big enough coin to play.
I didn't have one. I only had a dime.
But you're supposed to have $30 to give us?
In my Venmo. It's all Venmo'd.
Okay. Okay.
Fuck it. $1,000 for every right answer. Does that seem fair?
No.
Yes.
All right. We'll split the difference. $100. Call it.
Heads.
Tails.
Heads.
That's $100 to Melanie. Holy shit. Jake, Marika, you owe me $10.
Okay. I'll take that. I'm going to now take the $100.
That's sensible.
Oh, no.
I got to keep on playing.
You can't bow
You've
out.
Got a it lot of mistakes to make, though, so you're fine.
Let's just do best two out of three. Let's do one or two more, all right?
Yeah. Sure. Okay. I want to make my money back.
Right. Call it.
Heads.
Heads.
That's tails. So, Jake, Marika, you both owe me 20. Mel, I owe you 90.
Yeah.
One more time?
Fine. One more time. This is 20 times or nothing. So if you get it wrong, you don't owe me any money. If you get it right, I owe you 20 times. I mean, like, fuck it, right? 20 times whatever I already
owe you. This seems like so unwise. Okay, right.
Heads.
Tails.
In a weird turn of events, it was heads. And Jake but and Marika, I didn't owe you guys anything. Yeah. So 20 times 0, 0.
Yeah,
Mel,
that was going to happen.
You got it wrong, even though I owed you $90. So now I owe nobody anything and they don't owe me anything.
Wow. No, wait, you never said that. You didn't say that if I get it wrong that I lose all my money.
You owed her $90, so it's 20 times 90. That's a lot of cash. $1,800. This is where the song should end, but it just keeps going.
It sounds like you just used that to change the subject so that we don't talk about you owing me $90.
Let's recap.
Sure.
What have I learned today? Let's start with Jake.
Hmm?
What have I learned today? Let's start with Jake. That's what I said.
Nothing.
You know what, Jake?
Nothing.
If you're not going to listen to what I'm saying, then don't do the show.
I think you might remember when Mel said that the segments were a bit samey. That's what I think you might remember.
Yeah.
And I hope you do.
Yeah.
I hope you do.
I did take that one to heart. There was something Marika said that was pretty good. I'm not really remembering it.
Right. So
then why are we doing the audit? Then why is this happening?
Look, I think that this is a journey. Okay. It is not going to happen overnight.
It's already been a fortnight.
It's not going to happen over Fortnite either.
Why?
You can't just wake up and be different or better.
After 2 weeks, you can improve.
You can show that you're trying to improve. That's the bare minimum.
I thought I did.
Do that.
Let's start with the negative and with the positive. So you guys give me your final thoughts on what I did wrong, and then maybe one or two or three or four or five good things that I did.
I think, to start, you didn't take the feedback, that one of the main feedbacks from last time, which was level the audio.
Okay.
So that's one thing. I would just consider that for next time.
Didn't I?
Damn, Daniel.
So no. Second thing, I mean, the last game was literally heads or tails. And that just feels like there could be some improvement there.
I'm sorry.
It was actually me trying to take some advice from you, Marika, is that sometimes, you know, I bring these games and they're so like Jesse or Paul, like what even is that? You know, that was a game we played last week, Melanie. Where,
I think we enjoyed that one.
Okay. I'm trying to think of another game that we did that was just kind of like Merit or Carrot.
The Rand.
Yeah.
Melanie,
can I give a bit of feedback there?
For sure.
Every single game has been a 50-50 sort of option. You know, you're not really, you're not doing any games that sort of like, you know, in the interviewing world, they're called open questions. You know, you're literally only giving people two options in their answers.
And
you're not actually giving.
For some reason, I feel like a long time ago in the show, at some point we were like, we all have to unanimously agree on an answer. And that's kind of stuck. And so we all just say an answer. And then you're like, so we're all in agreement. It's this thing. And we move on.
Well, I don't like confrontation.
Then why do games like Heaven or Mal, like where you're deciding that this one should die? Like, it seems like someone who really wants confrontation.
Mm-hmm. That's a good note. That is a good note. I think if nothing else, this episode has shown me how to take criticism. And that's something that I did grow with in the last couple of days, right? Is last week I was yelling a lot.
You yelled a little bit too.
Just a little.
You yelled at Amir specifically. That's the thing I think that you should take away from
this. There's still some pain there. And if you knew anything about therapy, Marika, you would know that anger is a secondary emotion. And it's really just sadness and pain and hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Comes out as anger as a defense mechanism.
Appreciate the lesson.
You sounded a little idiot, a little angry at Marika just now.
No,
you said if you know anything about therapy, Marika. Yeah,
I can't get a word in edgewise on the show.
You literally did. You got a word in edgewise.
Therapy isn't something you research and you like try and nail down. It's like something you should just go to and enjoy for yourself.
Yeah.
And you know, find your own journey.
And you're right. Mm. And you're right about that. And I said that at the end of last week's episode was that you guys are only hearing what is essentially a therapy session. The work happens in between shows.
And I would just posit that the listeners shouldn't be hearing the therapy session. This isn't the time.
But also the preparation, you couldn't even get a coin big enough that you could see. Like a small bit of preparation you could have done.
Yeah.
That was phoning it in beyond the pale.
All right. So yeah, be more prepared. Is that the lesson? Is that the bit? Last week it was look in the mirror.
You don't have to boil it down to one because we had a lot of feedback. We've been here for an hour and I feel like it does us a disservice if at the end of the episode, you're just like, okay, so what's the one, like why did I waste my time?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not like a children's television show where it's like the moral of the
story. The
story,
yeah.
Right? The one lesson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just sometimes I do find that those children programs are like helpful because they do only have one moral. So for me, that's just like easier to digest.
Right. Watching PBS, I think. Yeah. That would be helpful for you, maybe.
Speaking of easy to digest, did you guys see that shrimp tail thing? That was insane.
Judging by your like conversation starter of the Snyder Cut, I feel like you haven't even seen it.
Yeah,
like, you've just
haven't seen what.
Yeah, you can't. There's no way you know the whole deal of that.
Whether it's boiled down or not, I do think there's some. I'll do top three takeaways. One, be more prepared. Thank you, Mel. Two, what was the other one?
I feel like, you know, you called me an idiot and said I didn't know about therapy, but and I think that in a therapy session, you're also like supposed to remember the takeaways and like remember homework that you might have to do. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, it like Mel says, it's a journey for yourself. So I feel like you should be responsible for remembering that list.
And mixing the levels.
Right. That was what it was. Mixing the levels, being more prepared. And then being more open to feedback, which I think I am. So that one's already kind of done.
Yeah. You said you had a problem with like, I suppose like something you've improved on is that you said in the beginning of the episode that you were too topical. And none of the things we've done were topical in any way. So I guess
the Snyder Cut
thought was wrong.
Snyder was cut, topical, but tails. You didn't speak at all.
Oh, yeah.
You said you didn't like confrontation, but you've been pretty antagonistic. So I feel like you're growing there at least.
Yeah.
You're not shying from, you know, being argumentative.
So you think it's healthy confrontation?
No. The answer is no, it's not healthy, but like at least you're trying something new, I guess.
Well, you know what, guys? This is the halfway fucking point.
No.
not of the podcast today. I mean of the audit.
Thank God.
Oh. I forgot to mention. Heart's Kindred, Zona Gill. I started reading it. It's actually pretty good.
You should have forgot to mention it. You should have actually forgot to mention it.
Well, it was on the list of burn or gnaw. We didn't end up getting to it.
Yeah.
But don't burn. Don't burn. Buy it. Heart's Kindred, Zona Gill. Such pivotal work.
Okay, you hit the game called Burn or Gnaw, and you don't even say gnaw. You say don't burn. So you don't even...
Anyway, plugs. Let's go down the line. Let's start with Mel. What do you have going on? What's the point the people to? Social media, jobs, not jobs, shows, whatever. Show, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, when you find what you love to do, it's never work. Yeah.
I don't really have anything to plug. Just, you know, if people want to find me, they will, I guess. It's fine.
Marika?
Listen to all the new HeadGum shows that have come out recently.
The cast.
Cast. Fake the Nation.
Three Black Halflings.
Yeah, Three Black Halflings. Yeah, I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Marika Elon.
And you know what? I'll throw a mere bone. Listen to Buckets.
Yeah.
Listen to Buckets. Listen, If I Were You. This is my olive branch. I'm starting early. Jake?
You just told people to listen to my podcast, so I'm good.
You don't want to like shout out to brands and say like, hey, if I ever pitch you as a commercial director, hire me because I'm talented?
Okay. Shout out to Starbucks. I like your coffee. And if you guys ever make a commercial, I'd like to direct it.
If Starbucks ever make a commercial.
All right, well, let's wrap it up. Mel, thanks so much for joining us this week on the part two of the audit of the HeadGum Podcast. You know, it's things have to get worse before they get better. And I've always said that. Last week was a rough start. And this week was a little better than that. So I think that we're going to get there. By the time I'm talking to I think I'm going to be a whole new person, let alone host. This might be an entirely different show.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not reacting because I didn't hear.
You didn't need to. It was so hard to respond to anyway.
Sex!
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.